Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Yeah, good morning. Hope you're okay. Three wins on the run. I think we've seen the real Liverpool over the last few weeks. Just wondering, is it a coincidence that you've only made one change to the starting lineup in the last four games? That was an enforced one. What does that tell us, really?
So a couple of things. We didn't change, not because we won the game before. We didn't change because we set the team obviously slightly differently up and want to give the boys the chance to find some rhythm in that, to get used to it, to get used to different things. That's reason one. Number one. Number two is I said the ticket into this team will always be the readiness, or from now on again, the readiness to defend and to counter press. And I liked a lot of that's what I saw, and if you say that, then you have to give the credit for it as well. So you can buy the ticket again if you want. But I have to say that what it created as well, a situation in training where the boys who didn't start showed properly up, so we could have changed quite a lot because they really knock on the door, which is good. And the main difference is we have time to train. So if you have time to train, because then all of a sudden everybody can show up. Because if you say training is as important as games, it's true. But in a normal week with three games, you have recovery where only parts of the team, but only the guys train who didn't play the day before. The next day is second day recovery for the guys who played, and the other boys do a little bit more. And then you have one training day in a long week. And that's not a session where you should, it should be that intense. So, a couple of reasons. So, but I like the big parts of the game, to be honest, of the games. Not all of it, of course. Especially in Nottingham, I think around the set pieces that looked really not cool. But that's something I said after the game. It's difficult to prepare for that because nobody can throw in like Niakite and nobody in our training session will fight for the ball like Nottingham Forest did. I would avoid that, would want to avoid that. Otherwise, you have injuries after a set piece in training. So that's it. That's the reason pretty much why we didn't change.
I'm sure to turn around this weekend. Liverpool have a great home record against Tottenham. I think it's only one defeat in the last 28 at Anfield. But what have you made of the goings on at Tottenham in recent times with the change of manager? They certainly showed spirit and character against Manchester United to come from two down.
Yeah, look, this is obviously a season where a lot of things were difficult for a lot of teams. We had our problems, Chelsea has their problems, Tottenham has their problems, so it's like, it's not cool for us, but it opens the door for other teams, so all of a sudden it's, it can it can look different. So Champions League spots are there to grasp for other teams, stuff like this. So that's it. But little mistakes during the season can cause massive problems, have big impact, can have a big impact. So, and I don't know at all anything about Tottenham in that department. But when you saw last night, the team they have is still absolutely exceptional. So what they could do, why it didn't work out, I have no idea. I will be prepared for the best possible Tottenham side. They were for some years, by some distance, the best counter-attacking team in Europe. So there were moments when we lost the ball. I only had to find Harry Kane, and the next moment Son was in a 1-1 situation with the goalie. So they had no clue how to defend that, probably the best way not to lose the ball. So that's one thing. They have brought in good players, really good players. So I expect them to be really good. And last night I watched the game, of course, and second half they showed just, I think, what everybody in the stadium wanted to see and could have won the game. Massive chances around that one. So, and that's the team we will prepare for.
I know you said on Wednesday you wanted to finish as us and see the best of your side from now until till the end of May. If that's European competition, then great. Is the Europa League one that you'd be more than happy to embrace?
We take what we get. So that's how it is. What do you mean? It's not that we started the season and said if we could qualify for the European League, it would be fantastic. But the season taught us a few things. And that's absolutely fine. If it's European League, then it's European League. Absolutely fine. So it's how I said. But that, for what we qualify is not in my... That's not for me so interesting. I want to create a basis that we qualify for the best possible scenario, pretty much. So... squeeze everything out. That's what I want to have. I want to play the best possible football. If you get nothing for that at the end of the season, then we created that situation earlier in this year. But this part of the season, we have to use, or we have to be just really focused on the game coming up. And that's in this moment Tottenham. Try to win it, try to play in a convincing way, try to be uncomfortable to play against, all these kind of things, and whatever happens until the end of the season, these last 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks then will be very important as well for the next season.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You mentioned players coming back there and sessions and more players on the sidelines ready to come back in. How are you looking in terms of new players coming back to the squad now after injuries and whatever?
Ibu will be back. I guess Nabi will train today. Didn't get the medical report yet, but probably. Ox isn't training, yeah. Who's? So, no one else. So we have a couple of players out, but everybody knows about them. But on top of that, from the last game, Jogo got a bad knock in his back, but should be all right. We will see that, how that developed. Apart from that, we should be okay.
And in trying to prepare for a game like this, given everything that had gone on at Spurs and yet another new manager in charge, does that make your job all the more difficult when you're trying to figure out what to prepare for?
Last night I played a similar system, or the system they played now more or less for a while already. In general, I think the mentality boost, whatever, that's clear that it will come in the second half. Last night helped definitely. This game could have gone either way. They could have lost it in the first half, but they could have won it in the second half. They had the biggest chance, a massive chance before United scored the 2-0. That could have been equalizer. So that's how football on highest level is. Yeah? So it can always go either way. No, more difficult. Well, how's that? I watched last night. And, I think most of the players who will play against us played in that game as well. So that's what we prepare for.
Yeah, with Tottenham against Newcastle, you've been involved in those high-scoring matches with Liverpool. When you watch it happening to, say, another team and the speed in which those goals were scored, does it make you appreciate what you have achieved in those high-scoring games more when you watch it being done to someone else? Can you kind of, because when you're involved in it, you're involved in the moment of it. So when you're watching it from behind the screen, does it make you watch in disbelief, or does it make you watch wow, or do you think, well, we've done that and how hard it really is?
No idea. It's like, sometimes I enjoy football. I enjoy watching us from time to time. But I think back and think, my God, that's what we did. That doesn't happen really. I'm too much in the moment. Maybe a bit of a shame, to be honest. But I always thought I will have time for these kind of things after my career. So this season, if we don't do something really special, will be remembered for the 7-0 against United. And I hope people, when they speak about it in a few years, they will look back and say, I was here when we got it 7-0, and that they could say something nice on top of that, and after that we qualified still for whatever. So that would be nice, but if not, then we have to take that as well. But no, I don't. We did what we did, and for a long period of time it was really good, and even this year we had some absolutely good moments. But in general, what we lack this year is consistency, and that's what we have to change, and that's what we but we are working on.
James?
Jürgen, the current run you're on coincided with Curtis Jones being in the team. He's had 5 consecutive starts. It's his longest run of the season so far. So just wonder if you can talk a bit about the impact he's made on the team and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that he has now 5 games in a row is obviously great, but it didn't look for a long time during the season that these kind of things would be possible, because we spoke about it. He was really had a freakish injury, but it is anyway, we had to be super careful with him, super, super, super careful with him. Even when he was back in training, he was not allowed to train and have a normal training week, which is that time, and Curtis came back in the team. We were still involved in European football, means we don't train properly. That makes it really difficult for players who come back to get up to speed. It was really super difficult to organize. But there was a moment when he could train again and normal, and it was pretty quickly clear that the sessions he had around our sessions were obviously from a physical point of view really good, because he looked ready pretty quick, and now you can see that. And that Curtis, it's always with the boys from the own academy. People fancy big transfers, stuff like this. So it's like if a player, our own academy boy, plays good football, then it's okay. But I would prefer bringing him in. And so I'm really happy for Curtis that he could show up now again, and he is only in the was always only in the squad because he has real quality, and now you can see it obviously that he is good on the ball, safe on the ball, which is super helpful, and defense extremely good, which is even more important, and because they're all good footballers, and he deserves that spell, definitely. He really deserves that. He has had a tough time to go through, and it's hard if you don't feel really injured, but everybody tells you you are, and you are not allowed to do this and do that and do this and do that. That's really hard, especially for a young man, and he got through this and is now in a good shape. That's it.
Carl?
In a season of ups and downs, how satisfying and reassuring is it, the level of consistency you now seem to be getting?
It's for me too early to speak about consistency. I don't. For me, winning three games is not consistent. It's a good, but it can only be the start of something. And it's about consistency. You show in performances even more than in results. And for the outside world, it's the result, but for us, obviously, must be the performance, because that's what we work with. And I'm happy with that in the moment, because in all the games, as different as they were, I saw a lot of things we want to see in the games, and that's then really good. That's really pleasing for the coach inside, that these things are still possible, and that's good. And but then the opponent requires different things what we have to do. We cannot just we want to focus on us, and that's what we do, but we cannot ignore the quality of the opponent, so we have to be ready for that as well. And there's always something to improve, and that's fine, and that's what we do, as we try to do as well now. And that's it. I'm absolutely okay with the moment, but I it's not that I already trust ourselves that much that I say, that's it now, we are out of the woods, because this season gave us a few lessons I didn't want to learn, but I learned. And so we have to stay super focused, we have to be super aggressive, angry, greedy, whatever. Show that the most important prize in football is the 3 points at the weekend or midweek, whenever you play, in the next Premier League game, and that's all we have to be focused on. And I hope we can show that Sunday.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Jano Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.